Dhirajan, when you do Anapanasati, do you do all 16 steps in a row? When or how do you decide to move on to the next step? Or is it more free form than that? Thank you. It's much more free form in that sometimes it's a really good exercise just to take, you know, the 16 steps and just work through it in some kind of, you know, sequential fashion. It's a reminder, it helps to structure the mind. But that isn't, it's only something that I would do from time to time. Then even picking and choosing different aspects, it doesn't necessarily mean that you even do it, say, one following the other. You can pick it up anywhere in those instructions, and it'll be fruitful, it'll be beneficial. And then at different times, different aspects will be more relevant or even more interesting. And again, that's really also one of the benefits of having 16 steps to Anapanasati, is it's, you know, very much the nature of the mind to either become bored with something if you do it over and over again, or inured to it. You just get so used to it, you're going on automatic pilot. So that by having the thread of continuity is the breath, but then the way you apply it and the perspectives that you take while you're doing it, those can change, and it keeps it fresh and keeps it interesting. And that's important in the practice, because we start to understand things that we're interested in, and when we take that interest.